music's playing.
I know, save it for the show.
1, 2, 3, we are the Sore Losers!
Hey everyone, I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, that's why I run the show, and I'll give you the sports opinions and the sports facts.
I'm Eddie, I know the least about sports, but I'm going to have my strong opinions on everything that I don't know nothing about. That's sports.
Yo, 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 I am Ray. I absolutely love this show. I've been off a couple days because I was working two double shifts. So if you were in college, high school, and you remember those shifts, I still work them. I'm 33 years old, and I still do those two-job double shift jobs. So that's why I haven't been here.
I feel like he comes in to vent. Like, he's just going to I'm going to take the first 2 minutes of this podcast to vent.
When he's here, he does like to vent. That's true. You are correct.
Hey,
he does.
But I think everybody uses this podcast how they want. Lunchbox uses it so that he can prove to the world he knows sports. Eddie uses it as a way to kind of tell himself that he's a guy and he loves sports. And I just use it to kind of come in here and talk gambling, talk about my relationship, and just enjoy time with my friends and have a voice.
That's great, right?
That's really funny.
That's a good breakdown.
That's pretty accurate on how this show goes. So we started off with a game, Would You Rather. So would you rather...
Hold on. Hey,
Ray, you missed yesterday.
Ray, you missed yesterday's Would You
Please
Rather.
Please tell me.
Yesterday's was, would you rather be an alcoholic...
Or a drug addict. I'm like, can I do none of the above?
I'll go alcoholic easily.
I think so too.
I was like, how is this a game?
Well, neither.
Oh, and you guys actually debated those
things?
We
did.
Oh, God.
I just thought it was, I came up with it randomly. I thought it was an interesting topic. I mean, which would you choose? And okay.
I listened back to the podcast last night, and I was like, that's an awkward question.
So today's is a little bit better.
Okay.
Would you rather be a police officer or a firefighter?
Ooh, love it.
No question. A firefighter. My girlfriend's dad is a firefighter. He said there's so much downtime. You're sleeping, you're cooking, the camaraderie. I feel like the cops, boom, boom, there's guns. Firefighting, there's not a lot of guns. There's a lot of hoses and a lot of fire.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah, but that's it. Gun's the game changer. Gun can change your life.
So your girlfriend's dad's a firefighter?
He was retired.
That's crazy.
He absolutely crushed it for like 30 years. And you only work, I think, 3 days a week, but those 3 days you're on full time.
Yeah, it's 24 on, 48 off.
Then that's what
is
it
that
is.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather for sure be a firefighter because, like, I mean, firefighters are awesome. First off, they're built, they're jacked, you know? Like, they do calendars and stuff. I'd love to be on a firefighter calendar. Like, how cool would that be? And cops, yeah, you wake up every day going into your car and you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you could just walk right into a SWAT situation, armed robbery, whatever, like, risk your life every day. I understand going into a building, like, yeah, you're risking your life, but I feel like cops is very unpredictable life. Firefighter all the way.
It's easy. No offense to the cops, but I want to be a firefighter because my former roommate's a firefighter, and we would go out and party like crazy. Next day, he'd go to work, and he'd sleep 7 hours. Like, he was like, oh, if I'm hungover, that's all right. I'll just go to the station and take a nap. If you're a cop, you're always on, and every person you pull over, you have to worry about something happening. A firefighter, you're chilling at the firehouse, cooking, grilling, watching football. You get a call every few hours. There's really, and honestly, there's not that many fires.
Yeah.
You're really
big fires.
Yeah, you're more going to wrecks
and
things like that than anything.
And now they're having to report to other annoying things, though. It used to just be cops handled a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, now cat in the tree.
All
I mean,
that kind
come
of stuff.
On.
Now they say, that's one of the reasons my girlfriend's dad was like, man, this is getting real intense because they were calling them in to everything. I don't know the exact situations, but it wasn't just the car wrecks. It wasn't just the fires in houses. It was almost like, like if a cat's trapped, boom, you guys are called.
Well, it's like almost every call consists of one cop, one EMS, and one fire
truck.
That's
what it is. So that's what it is. The new rule is all three have to go.
Yeah.
So then they would just always have to roll a truck, even though a fire's not there.
Yes, he did say, though, he got a lot of calls to the strip club.
For
girls passing out.
Oh, okay. So he's just got to kind of be there.
Yeah, and he would have to go. He was like, dude, that was so awesome. Because his fire station was right by the strip club district in San Antonio, and he'd always have to go to the strip club.
Was he a driver? Would he drive the fire
truck? Oh, yeah, he'd drive it.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'd love to drive that truck.
And you get to blow through every stoplight.
Now, I do see sometimes when you're just in traffic, a cop will turn on his lights just to go through the red light and then turn them off.
And then he turns them off. And I'm like, was it just to go through the light?
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
He don't want to sit there.
That
like,
is
he just
awesome.
He wants to show you like, hey, guys, I don't have to wait. Watch this. Woo-woo. And go through.
Hey, have you guys ever had to call the fire department?
No, I've never.
Never?
I've accidentally called the cops, but never had to call anybody.
I've had to call the cops. I've had the fire department called on me. Because when I was younger, we used to light fires in the ditch by my house, and it was me, Aaron Forrest, and our buddy Scott. And you know those big brown paper bags that you use to rake up leaves in the yard? Yeah. Like lawn
Like from Lowe's or whatever?
We were walking around the neighborhood, and we picked up a bag, a big old bag, and we were like, all right, let's go down to the ditch and burn it. And so we had a kind of a small fire going, just burning the leaves. And then Scott has the genius plan. He goes, let's throw the whole thing on there. I'm like, yeah, let's do it, yeah. And we're underneath the street, so it's like a bridge, and so we're in the concrete underneath. And we each person would go and kind of look out, make sure no one's looking, and I go to look out after he throws on. There's smoke billowing out of underneath the road. And I look up, and the fire department's up there. He goes, hey. Oh. And I looked at my boys. I said, guys, we got company.
You got to roll out.
And so we had our hoodies. So we threw our hoods up. Me, Aaron, and Forrest ran out to the right. Scott was a genius. He went left, was never seen because we went right, so the fire department sees us.
You guys have to scatter.
Well, there's only two ways you can go.
Okay.
Right or left. And we ran into the woods, and we thought we got away with it scot-free. Next day, I get a call at my parents' house. It's like, yeah, this is Chief so-and-so with the fire department. Were you down? No. I just happened to get the call. So I thought I got away with it, right? And I didn't tell my dad. Of course not. They called back and talked to my dad. They went around the neighborhood asking, like, who would be the people that did this. And they gave my name, Forrest's name, and Aaron's name. All of us got busted.
Yeah, because you were known in the neighborhood. So if there was ever anything that went down, they had their guys.
Was this your gang?
Yeah, Little White Criminals, LWC.
Okay.
But it was, I mean, it was a great fire. I mean, you should have seen all the smoke. I mean, we were like 10 years old, 11 years old, and there's smoke. We were pyromaniacs.
Hey, props to the chief, though. He saw that you were a pyromaniac, and he was like, I got to nip this in the bud now. Like, this dude's going to grow up to be a fire starter.
No, well, every chief knows the neighborhood, the kids that are in trouble a lot. And you know lunch was on their short list. Yeah, easily.
Yes. My brother, on the other hand, he burned 3 acres. He was playing with old lighters and old socks, and he was just kind of lighting them. Oh, stomp them out.
It's like a field or something?
Yeah. It's right, like there was a row of houses, and then there's the woods. Okay. And so he's in the woods.
Like, you guys had an awesome neighborhood, no man. Kidding. A bridge, woods, leaves.
Yeah, I mean, we lived in
gazebos,
woods. Yeah, and so he starts, and he's like, oh, let's get it a little bigger. And then, all right. And then they let it get too big, and it wouldn't go out.
Oh, boy.
And it burned 3 acres of woodland.
Did it touch the houses?
That's what's crazy. It was 50 yards from houses. If it blows to the right, it burns down multiple houses. Luckily, it burned left and burned down the whole forest.
But you guys called the fire department, right?
No. My brother went and hid under his bed. He went and hid
under
his bed. How
did he get put out?
Someone called the fire department, and my brother and his two friends were hiding under their beds. They were so scared.
Did he ever get busted or anything?
Oh, yeah. They had to go down and apologize to the firefighters, but there was nothing they could do. They didn't get charged with a crime or anything, arson, because they were just playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, so when I worked for the news, like, I'd get called out to a bunch of fires. And the first fire I ever went to, it was a big structure fire. It was a big warehouse. No one was in it or whatever. But the whole thing was going down, like all of it. The structures were falling. Pillars were falling. And so I was getting video of it. And it was an all-day thing. Like, I was there probably for 3 hours just to make sure that they got to make sure no one was in there. And they got to make sure everyone's safe. And at the very end, they let it smolder. You know, I guess they don't put it all out.
Correct.
It's just kind of like a little campfire.
Because sometimes it's too dangerous and it's already burned everything, so you might as well just let it go.
So I'm calling the chief. I'm like, yo, chief, like, hey, there's still fire right there. And he's like, relax, kid. Like we know it's part. We've done this before.
So
not
wait,
my first
you
rodeo.
Tried to tell the fire department yes. how to do their job.
Yeah, I thought maybe they didn't see it. I'm like, guys, there's still fire over there, right there. Look. And I'm showing them footage and everything. Like, we got it.
You're that guy. You're that guy. Sort of like when we went to eat that one time at the restaurant here and we go, oh, there's three of us. And the hostess said, it'll be about 10 to 15 minutes. And yeah. Eddie, trying to tell her how to do her job, goes, what about the patio outside? She goes, it'll still be 10 to 15 minutes.
Hey, but I try to slip her a one, too, to see if we can get there
oh,
faster.
Oh, my goodness. So my freaking funny. All right. You want to play another game?
Yeah.
It's called NFL, which is crazier? And we're going to go over 5 scenarios so far this season. You tell me which one's crazier. The Dolphins are 3-0 or the Patriots being 1-2? Which is crazier?
Patriots.
Well, the Patriots have had some tough opponents, man. They went up against the Jags. Those are 2 playoff teams. And then who'd they lose? They lost against the Lions. That was kind of random. But it was in Detroit, and you almost felt like the Lions have got to win one in the last couple years.
I go Patriots because everyone goes in the season thinking the Patriots are going to be, you know, really great and strong start and all. And, I mean, They didn't. They did the exact. They're doing the exact opposite. I don't know if they can come out of this.
I go Dolphins because they lose Jarvis Landry. Who's their quarterback? Tannehill?
Yep,
nobody said he was any good. Right. And they're 3-0. I say Dolphins is whack.
Well, that's... Tannehill was hurt all last year.
And there you go.
Right. That's why I think it's Dolphins 3-0. Because you're right. I think the Patriots have had a tougher schedule. And Tannehill coming off ACL, they lose their best wide receiver. They don't have Jay Ajayi anymore. They traded him last year. So they're just a bunch of, like, no-namers.
Who's Ajayi with? Philly?
Yeah.
It's Philly now.
And so I'm like, how are they winning games? But they're 3-0, and they're going to New England this weekend.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
You got to go Patriots on that one.
Right.
I don't know what that spread is.
It's 7.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Patriots minus 7. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing is also the Patriots are missing Edelman. Mm-hmm. They traded away Brandon Cooks. They look a little rough, but I think the Dolphins is the answer. Next one, Patrick Mahomes throwing 13 TDs in 3 games or Ryan Fitzpatrick with 3 straight 400-yard passing games, which is crazier?
Fitzpatrick. He got 400 yards?
Again.
Again?
Fitzmagic.
He threw like 3 interceptions.
I know.
No one saw this coming from Fitzmagic. I mean, this is cool for him. Like you said, everyone came in the early in the season saying he's spotty. This is how he is. He's a gunslinger. He has great games. He has bad games.
Spotty? What does spotty mean?
Oh, just kind of like...
I haven't heard one person on SportsCenter say a quarterback is spotty.
Guys, I'm not trying to be like all these people on SportsCenter. I'm trying to come up with my own terminology. Spotty means he's good some days and he's bad some other days.
Like, he's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you
now
go.
Now I know. I've just never heard
Wait,
that
do
before.
Sports people use Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
I have no idea.
Okay, good, good. See, Coach, that's yours.
Well, I know. I do my own thing. I don't want to copy everybody else.
You don't want to be like the guys on TV. It's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And that's like the headline. Don't do that.
Okay, so your answer was?
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic. Nobody predicted that.
Nope.
Man.
Mahomes, though, I call that from the beginning, so no, I'm not shocked.
You said
I came in
you
first.
You said he's going to be good.
Yeah, great, actually. And you were like, stop using the word great. I said Mahomes is going to be great. And so far, so good.
So you want to change your answer?
No.
I mean, they're both NFL records. And so I just think it's Fitzpatrick because he's been around for 10 years. I think he's been in the league 12 years, and we've never seen this from him. And he's just throwing bombs.
Although I will give you credit, Ray. You did say that he was going to go in this week a little cocky, you know.
And he throws 3 picks and within 20 minutes.
Yeah, he did. Didn't look like the Fitzmagic that we'd seen.
But then what did he do?
He came back.
Yeah, he said, you know what? I may be cocky. I may get knocked down, but I got back up again. Yeah,
yes, he did.
Never going to keep me down.
No, I get knocked down, and I get up again. Ain't nobody going to keep me down.
Yeah. Okay. Third, which is crazier, the Chiefs being undefeated or the Raiders being 0-3?
Raiders 0-3 all the way, man. You couldn't have any more star power. You got Carr Kid. You got the Beast Mode. And isn't Crabtree a receiver there?
He's in Baltimore now.
Oops. Who's another?
Amari Cooper.
I knew it was one of them.
And John Gruden.
And Gruden. You have all that star power. They've been all over SportsCenter, and they're 0-3.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
I think the Raiders, too. I mean, the Chiefs coming into the season, the Chiefs had so many weapons. They were questionable about Mahomes, but... Obviously, that's all. The Chiefs they look solid. I mean, I'm telling you, I call the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl this year. I still stick to that word.
Yeah, Chiefs look good all the way until the playoffs and the Titans knock them out.
Hey-o!
What?
Because this is how the Chiefs started last year.
That's how we did it, dude.
My thing is, my pick is the Chiefs being undefeated is crazier because no one expected this from Patrick Mahomes. They thought he had a chance to be good.
No one except?
No. You did not expect him to set a NFL record and throw 13 TDs in 3 games.
That's
you did
what
not
I meant.
Expect
That's
that.
What I meant when I said great.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. So what's he going to do this weekend? If you're going to tell me how...
4 more touchdowns this weekend.
4 more throwing? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Passing touchdown.
I think the Chiefs, because they get rid of Alex Smith, so you think they're going to struggle a little bit out of the gate to, you know, get their footing, and they are laying the wood on people scoring points by easily. They're just putting up big numbers. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'd say that. I thought the Raiders were going to be back. They traded Khalil Mack. John Gruden coming out of the booth after 10 years, hadn't been on the sideline. I think he's overrated as a coach. I like to see the Raiders lose because I like to see Gruden squirm and like having to answer questions about trading Khalil Mack. Oh.
And they still don't even know what city they're in. Well, are they the Vegas Raiders?
No,
are they
not
the,
yet. Not yet. I don't even think they talk about them being Vegas.
Oh, every game they're on, they're like, oh, they're moving to Vegas. They're building that stadium in Vegas.
They've got their talking point. And they got that John Gruden guy from the booth. We're looking to see what he's going to do.
Okay. Which is crazier? the Browns getting their first win or the Bills beating the Vikings?
Oh, God.
I go Bills, Vikings all the way because that was the first time that's happened. I think they said in 20 years, that big of an underdog won by that much. So, unbelievable win for, what is it, Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
I'm going to go Browns. I mean, that was a big milestone for Cleveland. They needed it.
That was shocking. They were the favorite in the game.
The chains were, and it wasn't that easy of a game either. The chains were open. The beer was drank. That was shocking to me. I loved it.
Is there any video footage of the coolers actually getting open?
Yeah, we never saw
that. Was that just all in the media that was going to happen and nobody ever opened fridges?
Was that just us talking about it?
I watched that freaking game Thursday night. I'm sitting in there at like 11:30. I never stay up that late. I'm watching the TV. I'm like, okay, they're going to definitely show downtown Cleveland.
Have a live camera.
They're going to show fridges getting opened. I never saw any video footage of fridges getting open and free beer because Cleveland won.
You know how in the Super Bowl when the trophy gets there, they follow it and there's a camera, live camera on the trophy. It's sitting there the whole time. This is going to belong to someone. They should have done that with a cooler.
Thursday Night Football. Listen, I'm not on the production team, but you couldn't stick one guy with a camera at the bar scene?
Oh, that's a good call. Maybe if you Google it, maybe it's out there. Maybe we just didn't look hard enough.
They didn't post it on any of the websites that I go to on the daily.
Because we were in Vegas all week. And we weren't really looking for that.
That's true.
We watched the game, we went and cashed our winning tickets, and then we moved on with
our
lives.
You guys not only cashed your winning tickets, you also took the pictures with it. I mean, you guys were fully in on that bet, and you won. So
I know. I tried to tell you that you should get in on it, but you did not want to listen to me.
Oh, no. My buddy South Beach told me, he's like, get in on this bet. I did not get in on that bet.
I was screaming from the rooftops. Browns, this is it. This is the one.
It's pretty amazing.
The Bills winning was the absolutely craziest thing of the whole NFL season to me. You go into Minnesota. Minnesota is supposed to be a Super Bowl contender, and you blew them out in their own house. Like it was, and the Bills looked dreadful the first 2 weeks.
Are you taking the Vikings out of Super Bowl contention?
No.
Okay.
It's just one game.
Okay.
Everybody has bad games.
I just wanted to make sure.
The NFL is week to week, and it's tonight, the Vikings travel to Los Angeles to play the Rams, and
it's a good game.
After watching the Bills, everybody's probably like, "Oh, the Rams are going to blow them out."
No.
I don't know. I cannot wait to see how the Vikings bounce back.
What's that betting line, I wonder?
6.5 or 7.
Rams, right?
Yeah, Rams are favored.
Vegas has the betting line so easy for NFL. You just put it at 7, call it a day. Because all the games, they're closer. In college, you can put a 30-point spread.
You can put a 30-point.
In the NFL, if you put two touchdowns, you can't almost do two touchdowns. It's always a touchdown here for NFL.
Unless it's the Bills and it's 17. Minus 16, 17 points. All right, last one. The Texans being 0-3. Or the Bengals being in first place.
Texans 0-3 is the most shocking thing ever. How did the Texans lose to the Titans? The Titans had a backup quarterback. The Titans looked like absolute crap.
In the same way the Jaguars did.
How are the Texans 0-3? Everybody said Deshaun Watson is amazing. He's back. They got great receivers. Who's their running back? He's good, right?
Lamar Miller.
Yeah, they're greatness. But what have we learned? Names don't mean anything.
Did the
team come to play or not? Are they good chemistry? Names mean nothing. Deshaun Watson, that name means nothing because he looked terrible, and he's a great player.
Yeah, I'm with Ray. I mean, the Texans, the fact that they suck is shocking. Like,
the Titans beat the Texans, I would have put my life on that. And that's why you don't bet your mortgage, folks, because I would have put my life on that game.
If you look at every magazine cover coming into this season, it's like Deshaun Watson, he's coming back. The Texans are going to be stacked. They're going to be so good. And they suck. I'm shocked.
I am also shocked the Texans are 0-3. But if you watch them, their offensive line is so bad.
Is that what it is?
That you can't blame Deshaun Watson. He has no time to throw the ball. He is running for his life back there.
Well, and I read an article. They said Hopkins is the best receiver in the NFL in the last 3 years.
I love DeAndre Hopkins. He catches anything you throw. I mean, throw it in his area, and he catches it. And he's not even the biggest wide receiver, the fastest wide receiver, but he's got some hands on him.
Well, he needs to have some more hands. They're 0-3.
I like Fuller the fifth. Or what's his name?
Oh, he's great.
He's
Coach,
cool.
People just say Fuller. They don't say the fourth.
No, but I mean, it's on his jersey, so I feel like I need to recognize.
I love when
number.
The announcers don't recognize that their name is the fourth. You need to call
him
that.
His name is Fuller the fourth.
Nobody calls him that.
I thought it was the fifth. You said I don't know how to read. Okay.
It's a 1V.
Yeah, 1V is four.
I have no idea
it's
Roman
four.
Numerals.
The only reason I know that are the Rocky movies. That's how I learn Roman numerals. Anything after five, I'm screwed.
Listen, I want Bob Costas to say, that was a great pass to Fuller the fourth.
I don't think Bob Costas does football.
He doesn't even do that. Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Hey, that's still Bob Costas, if he fills in, I like it. So it goes V. And
I didn't know if you knew your announcers. Good job,
well,
dude.
I was thinking, like, he does Olympics, and I think that's it.
Yeah. So NFL, I know it's NFL season.
Wait, hold on. Let me teach you real quick. One is one.
No, I understand.
Two is two.
Oh, my gosh.
three lines is three.
How many are you going?
We're already over this.
And then one, and then V
is four. Yeah, I got it because that's Fuller.
And the V is five. And any one after the V
The V is five?
Yeah.
So then why do you have a one V for four?
But then when you get to 10, it's an X.
Hey, you have a problem with it? Get with Socrates, dude. I don't know. The Roman people did that.
Do you see what I'm saying? That makes no sense. If you think about it logically, if the V is five and you put a one in front of it, that should be 15.
It's the way Caesar wanted it to be.
It's a minus, though.
You know what 15 is?
No.
It's, well, I think the X is a 10, so you would just do XV.
Like when they do the Super Bowl, I don't know why they do it. I understand they started in Roman numerals. Now can they just put Super Bowl 52, 53?
Listen.
No one can read it.
This generation changes things. We're all about millennials and all that crap. We're done with the Roman numerals for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Now the Super Bowl, what do we have? Say 51 or something? 2, 3?
53.
Okay, so just say 53 and then put, like, poop emoji. Like, you need to have an emoji in there instead of a Roman numeral. So it's just, like, 53 and then a trophy emoji. No more Roman numerals. In TV channels, anything that isn't incorporating emojis and filters like Instagram does, if you don't copy that kind of stuff, you're not changing with the times.
Yeah, and Super Bowl 53 is LIII.
No.
L is 20.
No. So what it's going to be...
So III is 10 each?
No, what is it?
LIII. I mean, it's...
Okay, maybe L is 50 then. I don't know. But guys, listen, you have to pay homage to our ancestors. This was Caesar's idea. Like he
really, we're paying homage to our ancestors. That's why we got computers and no one learns handwriting and cursive anymore.
No, guys, you know we have Apple computers. You know what the Apple is? The good and the bad. It comes from the Bible. The Apple is the Bible.
Speaking of cursive writing, that was the dumbest thing we've ever learned in our lives and we've never used.
What, Roman numerals?
No, cursive writing.
Well, they didn't know back when we were kids that there was going to be computers and we were going to type everything.
I wish I had a teacher that had some forethought and it was like, you know what? I guarantee you nobody's going to write anymore in 20 years. I'm not even going to teach these kids cursive writing. I went through cursive writing for years, and I never use it. That is a waste.
You don't write anything now?
You have to write stuff down.
Never though. In cursive, though. It's faster to chicken it.
But you by chicken, you mean mix of cursive and regular.
And the
I do half and half.
Yeah, I
usually.
Do too.
Okay, the whole thought was this also. With cursive writing, it's actually faster. It's actually slower. I'm faster with the chicken than I am with the cursive.
What do you mean by chicken?
He means normal. Just I don't know what you call it. Non-cursive. What do you call that?
Standard. I don't know.
But we developed a technology. It's called computers, and now with emails and stuff like that, we can type
stuff.
Thanks,
Coach. We're not dumb.
Like, we can type stuff 20 times faster than we could have with cursive writing. So what is something faster than the Roman numerals? Emojis. Stuff that you don't even have to read that you already know what they mean.
Or just the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of baseball, this is the last weekend for baseball, like until the playoffs. Do you guys realize how close the NL is?
Oh, it's real close because I was telling my buddy at South Beach, hey, man, the Rockies, they're going to be in that for the World Series. And then I looked the other day and I'm like, oh, they might not even make the playoffs. And now the Rockies are going to make the playoffs.
Maybe. Here we go. We got four games to go. Some teams only have three. The Cubs have a half game lead in the NL Central. They've clinched a playoff berth, but they are looking at the Brewers breathing down their necks. The Cubs last night had like a 6-2 lead. They gave up 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th. Go to extra innings, win 7-6. The Brewers are up 2-1 last night against the Cardinals. Cardinals, 8th inning. Guy Brown's 3rd, going for home. Tying run. He trips and falls.
I saw that.
And then the Brewers win, clinch a playoff berth. And I mean, one game separates the Dodgers, the Rockies, and the Cardinals. So one of the Dodgers or the Rockies is going to win the NL West. And then it's between the other one and the Cardinals.
To do a one-game playoff thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Cubs, they could end up in the wild card. I mean, this is awesome.
That's awesome.
And what do you like the one-game wild card playoff?
Dumbest thing ever. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. When it can be decided, I get in football, one game, this is the Super Bowl. I get that. But baseball is based on 7-game series, at least a 5-game series because of pitching staffs and stuff like that. That's the reason for it, because of pitching staff. Pitchers can't play in every game. So the fact that there's just one game that decides the fate is the dumbest thing. I hate it, but it's how it is. It's a thing that's in place, so cool.
Why would the Cubs be in a wild card if they're tied for the highest record?
Because you have division winners.
Okay.
You have division winners. So the Braves won the East.
Yeah.
Okay, so they are not a wild card.
And the Brewers and the Cubs are tied in the Central?
The Brewers are a half game behind, yes. Okay. So if they tie, for like at end of Sunday, they tie. The Brewers and Cubs would have to play a one-game playoff to see who the division winner is.
And if they lose that,
they go to the wild card. Got it. It's a one-game playoff between them and either whoever is the other wild card.
Got it.
I absolutely love the one game wild card playoff. It makes baseball so exciting. It actually gives a benefit to the division winners. Eddie, do you like it or not?
I do. I mean, I love October baseball. Like, it's exciting.
Every pitch is so intense.
I'm going to be honest with you, though, man. I don't watch a lot of baseball in the season, though. Like, during the season, I don't really watch unless we're doing this DraftKings stuff that we do. Other than that, I'm not watching. So right now, I'm looking at the schedule. This is the first I've looked at it. I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
Like, it is so close. Like, I mean, the AL's all set. Everybody's in. Like, the A's are playing the Yankees in the one-game wild card.
I love it.
Red Sox, Indians, Astros won the division. So, I mean, it is so crazy that we are four games away. Four games. And the NL Central and NL West still don't have a winner.
All right,
it's not decided.
Do you guys want to call the World Series?
I've already been saying it for months. Astros, Rockies.
Hmm.
If the Rockies don't get in, I'm going to look like an idiot, but that's what I'm going with.
I'm going to say it's going to be the Brewers and the Astros.
Okay. I'm going to go A's because I do like the A's.
I would like the A's to get there.
I think
that'd
be really, really cool. I like the A's, and I'm just going to go with the Cubs.
Okay. But yeah, so if you guys, I mean, if you don't like football, whatever, and you want some excitement, this baseball this weekend, starting tonight, four games to go. I mean, we haven't talked a lot of baseball on this show, but boy, it has come down to it.
Yeah,
it is exciting.
This is exciting.
I mean, I as a Cubs fan, I was hoping we would clinch the Central already, but we've been struggling. But we still have the best record in the National League.
Honestly, I was wondering when we were going to start talking about baseball, and you bringing all that up just got me really pumped.
I mean, it's so exciting. Yeah.
It is.
Let's talk about tonight's game.
Okay.
Ray, you got anything on the Rams and Vikings? What are you feeling? Let's talk about
it. If we're talking Lock City and it being a 7, the spread sucks. I hate a 7 spread.
I wouldn't bet it.
I wouldn't. Oh, 90% of games you don't bet, folks. We're trying to find the 10% that are simple, and tonight's isn't simple at all.
Are they ever simple?
Yo, they're simple. There are Lock Cities out there. Tonight's not the case. You almost want to do... Who's Minnesota's running back?
Dalvin Cook.
Oh, God. You have got to go.
God, like he's terrible.
Rams -7. You have no choice tonight. Oh, lock it up. Rams -7.
Wow. I'm gonna have to disagree with you because I called Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins the connection of the year. Like, and they had a bad week last week, but still, that connection, those two. They are the connection of the year. They're going to come back stronger than ever this week. I'm telling you, they're hurting from the Bills, from the loss against the Bills. They are hurting. It was a hangover. They've been hitting the gym extra hard. They've been doing extra reps. They're ready for tonight. The Vikings will win tonight. Give them 7 points, whatever. They're going to win it. They don't even need the 7 points.
So the Vikings are winning straight up. You're Vikings, calling money line.
Money line. Vikings will win tonight.
Oh, man. I don't know. I need to read more about it. I don't know if Aqib Talib and the Jason Peters, the two starting corners for the Rams, are playing.
Oh man, I didn't even know about that.
Oh, but you picked the Vikings. So
I did. I don't even need that information.
Yeah, I mean, because they got injured last week, and so I'm interested to see if they're playing. The Vikings can't be as bad as they were against the Bills.
No chance.
And do this. If you are on a betting site where you can live bet, most of them let you do that. Even in Vegas, I've heard now that you can bet almost everything live.
Yes, you can get the app on your phone.
I'm sorry. I did not know that. I thought there was only one Vegas casino you could do that. Apparently, you can do it at a lot of them. So here's the thing. Watch the first half, and I guarantee you that is going to put you on your way to the bet. If you bet the first half with the Patriots-Lions, you would have been Lock City because the Patriots looks like crap the first half, and they lost the game. Almost a majority of these games, you watch the first half, you'll be able to predict the entire game.
Is so live betting better than just
yes? Because live betting, you see the flow of the game, you understand the teams. Right now, you and me, we have no idea what happened at practice all week. You have no idea the mentality of this team until halftime.
So, what are some apps like if people want to go do this?
Well, they can just Google.
Just
we don't want to. Yeah, because if they get one and it's a bad one, we don't want to. I don't want to promote it.
Yeah, I got you.
Google, how do I bet?
That doesn't raise a red flag to like to the officials out there. Like.
But live betting is fun because, like, let's say your team falls down and you're like,
How do I rob a bank?
Like, the odds change and you can make more money throughout the game. If you're losing a bet, you want to make a different bet to try to get that money back. Mm-hmm. You can end up losing more, but it still makes it a lot more fun. And the NBA League Pass, did you see what they're doing for the NBA? You can now by the fourth quarter of game. So if it's a close game, let's say the Lakers are playing the Warriors and it's a 3-point game and you don't have leak pass and you don't, it's blacked out in your area. You
I
can't
love
see
that.
$1.99. Once the buzzer sounds at the end of the third quarter, you log on to NBA League Pass for $1.99. You can watch the rest of that game.
And you want to know all the people that are doing that?
Gamblers.
Yes, of course.
Gamblers.
Not fans.
Oh, we had 1,000 people register for the fourth quarter. They're all in Vegas. They all have residences in Vegas. Imagine that.
Yeah, so that, I mean.
No common man is doing that with his kids. Oh, honey. Gonna be a great fourth quarter. You want to watch Lifetime of the fourth quarter? Like, it's only gamblers that are doing that, that are to their last dime, that need this win.
You guys have the league pass?
Did
you guys buy it?
The NBA, yeah.
Dude,
if I was single, I'd have every league pass. I have none of them.
How much does that cost?
They're a couple hundred.
For the season?
Yeah, I don't know the price off the top of my head.
Every sports season, I'd look at my girlfriend in the eye and I say, can I buy this league pass? No. One time I convinced her to let me buy the Tennis Channel for $5, but then she canceled it. I do have Red Zone,
the
though.
The Tennis Channel?
Yeah, I can't believe you have the Tennis Channel.
Why would you have the Tennis Channel?
It was during one of the major tournaments, and I was like, got to get the Tennis Channel.
You know the major tournaments, those are on TV.
They are.
Like, all day.
All day. All day.
Like, unless you want to see random Cinderella stories.
It was actually when Nadal was just back into tennis, and I love watching Nadal, so I was like, I got to watch him. I want to watch on the Tennis Channel. So I had the Tennis Channel.
Okay.
That's the one time.
I'm not hating on you. What kind of I am?
But I got Red Zone, y'all. Badass over here, Red Zone
Yeah, the
channel.
Sunday ticket's the only thing that I spend money on. Every year before the...
I'm still trying to get that Sunday ticket.
Why don't you get it?
Well, I don't want to pay full price. I'm trying to use a college email address.
Oh.
And...
Wait, why? What kind of deal do you get with that?
You get 99. It's only $99.
Versus...
$300.
Wow.
Yeah, so you save $200. So, but you have to have a class schedule to...
Oh.
Show them proof.
You have to prove that you're a college student?
Yeah, and
just
so...
Show them, make a schedule up. Let's pull up a Middle Tennessee University's catalog and just make up a schedule.
I'm trying. At first, I did one, and they said, oh, it doesn't show your name on it. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. And
then they go to the registrar's office and check all that?
I'm like, guys, it's just see the schedule and believe it, and let's move on with our lives.
You're telling them that.
I don't need it to be this. I didn't know they were going to get that serious about it because my brother did it. They just put my cousin's name and the school he went to, and they approved it. He didn't have to upload a schedule. Me, I try to use the University of Texas at Dallas or something like that, because our buddy works there. And they were like, we don't recognize that university.
Oh, he's a professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, try and get a university that's at least D1. You're going for, like, some community coastal college.
He's going to CC.
All right, well, that's about it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Watch some baseball, and we're going to have NFL, college all day tomorrow. Woo!
All right, and get pumped about that Major League Baseball.
Golly, come on, Cubs, let's go.
It's going to be awesome now. It's sucked all season.
Yeah, it doesn't suck all season.
It does. Dude, I love a Cubs. Don't get me wrong. I love a Cubs game on a Friday afternoon after work. I love it. I'll not put $1 on it, and I'll watch that entire game just because I love Wrigley Field. I love Chicago. I love watching that. Other than that, baseball's unwatchable until the playoffs.
I like season all season long. I like having it on the TV and hearing the sound of. Here's a 3-2.
I don't know if there's any.
It's just like subtle.
No.
Like,
most of the stadiums is there's nobody there.
It's a subtle, and then like there's a 3-2. Oh, and got him on the outside. I love that sound, like just coming from the living room. I'm not watching it, but I like having it on.
But if you were doing a crowd sound effect, there's really no crowds at any games except for about 5 stadiums.
Come on, Blue! Peanuts! Get your beer here. And there's a 3-2 pitch right there. Oh, a swing and a miss, and he got him. I love it.
There's a good TV show. You ever seen it, Brockmeyer?
No.
Oh, it's about used to be a major league announcer, and he, you know, fell off the wagon, kind of went crazy, and so he's down in the minor leagues, and you just sounded like Brockmeyer right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
They all sound the same. I love it.
But how did the announcer fall off the wagon? He's not how, like
No,
how?
No, he was an alcoholic, and he fell off the wagon, and he
oh, nice.
Went crazy.
And so then he's coming up through the ranks
yes.
again.
And it's great. It's a good show.
There's a 3-2 pitch, the windup, and oh, we got him with a slider. That's perfect.
I'm Brockmeyer.
I love it.
It's a good show. Check it out. I don't even know what channel it's on, but it's a fun show. All right, till tomorrow. Enjoy it. Let's go. Ooh, I don't know. I just need Dalvin Cook to go off.
Yeah, let's go Vikings.
And I need Gurley to go off.
Let's go Vikings. Thielen and Kirk Cousins. Watch that connection tonight.
But it just makes me so mad. That connection isn't what's going to win the game. I guarantee you that connection is the smallest percentage of the winning percentage of that game.
I'll put $5 on that.
I love putting odds. I love putting percentages on things. And Thielen, Cousins, whatever, your thing you talk about is not going to determine the game.
Fine. Says you.
I just love how Eddie tries to brag about one thing he said.
No, no, no. Multiple things said.
The we're Chiefs, just like a bunch Mahomes. Of old. We're a bunch of old guys that are sitting at the local VFW, and we make big predictions, and we're right sometimes. But we make also bold predictions that we're wrong
I'm
about.
Way wrong.
And we argue them, but we're so proud of our predictions. And Eddie is so proud of his Cousins and Thielen predictions.
Right. And Chiefs, the prediction is
and Chiefs
oh, here
and
it,
Mahomes
here it is.
And Mahomes being a great quarterback.
Here's the thing. Anybody could have said Cousins and Thielen. That wasn't. I mean, that's obvious. They signed. They gave him the most guaranteed money for a quarterback.
Then why didn't somebody say that? No one said Cousins and Thielen's going to be the connection of the year. I'm the only idiot that said that. I'm telling you, there's one thing I learned from Tony Romo commentating: call the play, call something bold, and when it happens, you look like a genius. It's my boy Romo.
And that's exactly what we do on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why so many listen to this podcast. Our bold predictions.
They are sometimes right, though.
Yeah.
Some of our locks have been locks. You guys predicted it. The Cleveland Browns winning their first game in over 2.5 years.
Coach LB.
That was us, dude.
Props.
That was us, dude.
That was us.
And when the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, that was us.
And what did we say when the Steelers? Monday night. We said bet the house. I said put the mortgage on the Steelers.
And they won by 3 barely. But they did win. They covered.
They covered, yes.
No, I said it too. I was with you on that too.
Plus one. That's all you had to do.
I'm not that confident in the Rams -7, but like I said, you always still got to go with the confidence. Lock it up.
All right.
You ready to wrap it up? All right. Here's your ending buzzer.